Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears to master an effective strategy for your career, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle on the job interview journey alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks and delays. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, careers coach and founder of Purple Transitions Personal Growth. Today, I have a very special guest joining us, Christian Hoyle. Christian Hoyle is a mindset and performance coach and is known for his expertise in helping professionals and entrepreneurs unlock their true potential. I'm really looking forward to having Christian Hoyle on the podcast today, where he can share his insights and knowledge on how to master your mindset and unlock your potential. This is the 50th episode of the podcast. It's quite a milestone. So let's get started on today's episode. Welcome, Christian. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today. It's my 50th podcast episode, and I'm just so excited. My guest today is Christian Hoyle. He is a performance and mindset coach, and he's got so much to offer. Just to get started, Christian, could you tell us a bit about your career backstory?
Yeah, let's first start. You've done 50. You know what that says about you? Great things, because I struggled at continuity. People don't understand what it's like doing a podcast, that you have to show up at regular times in a regular thing. And you know what? It's challenging. I failed, and now I guessed. So here I am. So thanks. I appreciate the 50th. So what's my backstory? My backstory is, if I just talk about my academic thing, I started late, a bit naughty as a teenager, up to the wrong thing. Started it as a left school with no qualifications, even though I was bright. So I became a mature student, which basically meant I started at 19. Did 2 years there, did a degree, became a teacher, just because this was the most stupid thing I've ever done. Some girl in the cafe said, "Hey, what are you doing?" I went, "I have no idea." She went, "You get $6,000 to become a teacher." So I became a teacher for $6,000. So I did this PGCE.
Wow.
It was great. Yeah, I enjoyed it. But then at the same time, I'm actually here now at the business, but I got this hairdresser's, which I've had now for 20 years. I inherited it off my mother-in-law. One day she said, "Got to look at the accounts." And I thought, okay, never done accounts. Next day I own it. So it's kind of been like my entrepreneurial side. So I taught for a bit. And then I owned a hairdresser's, a diner, a printer's, a holiday let, a camper hire, a horseshoe brand, loads of other things. So I was passionate about small businesses. They've all been small. And then in 2014, I hit the I started saying I want to sell online. And then something came up and I ended up being part of the founder of a multi-million-pound brand, which was amazing. I exited that in 2018 with sold my shares, very happy. And then it led to me to do what I'm doing now, which is my real passion, because mindset is something that I'm obsessed about. I'm obsessed about how I think, how I feel, and how I perform. And the difference between winning and losing is right here between your ears. There's no difference. I love getting this quote in. I'm going to get you in early so you can know it. I only heard this quote 3 months ago. And ever since then, it's my quote of my life, and I'll use it for the rest of my life. Yeah? Because it susses me up entirely.
Yeah.
A winner is just a loser that never gave in. Welcome to him. Because we all lose at times. We're not always winning, but we keep going. And that's 20 of your listeners listening now are probably at that thing saying, "Oh, I can't do this. Oh, how do I do it?" You just keep going, because eventually you'll come back around and you'll start enjoying it and feel the tuition of when you couldn't do it. So yes, my new favorite quote.
Yeah, it's all about persistence, even when it's difficult, even when you feel like giving up, it's not working. So what exactly motivated you to become the mindset and performance coach? When was the moment you decided this is what I want to do?
Something really bad happened to me. Something really bad in my life happened, which was out of my control.
Right.
That basically meant that I had to get back on it. And I was thinking, what is it I'm going to do? Where's my passions? What's best for me? You sort of think, if you can do something where your passion lies, it'll be less of a job and more of something you get something from. And I started to evaluate what that was. And then I started coaching, and I started doing a different market at first. And I found that didn't work for me because they were a bit flaky and they were letting me down, and it meant weekends, and I like the weekends for me. So then I started niching with entrepreneurs, professionals, and then eventually in the recruitment industry. So I started doing that because these, like, who I work best with is people who genuinely want to change, genuinely want to improve, genuinely want to develop. And there's a difference that everyone can say it and do it, and I don't want people wasting the money, not investing themselves properly. So I now work with people who, honestly, I see some monumental change. And it's exciting. They're excited. I'm excited. I learn from them. They learn from me. And it's like, you know, it's like, I don't know, it brings a smile to my face. And it's like doing a job and I get paid for something I love. And that's when you know you're doing something you love.
So when, just going back to your teaching. So when you were teaching, what sort of age range were you teaching?
So secondary school. So basically I did a PGCE in FE, which is further education. And then at the end of that, I started doing supply teaching in mainstream through this PGCE. And what you find is in supply, you get sent to the tough schools. I love the tough schools. I love it. I don't mind a bit of tough because I see it as a game where if I can get, like, they always just think supply teacher gets nothing. Not when I was in the room. We learned from that. And I, you know, I just had a way. I've got a good, I don't know, I genuinely like people. And I can make them like me because I show them I'm naturally interested in them and I care. And it's not just a surface level thing. And I think when people pick up on that, you can get more out of them. And I really enjoyed working tough schools. I was from a tough background, so it wasn't a problem for me. I wasn't scared of it. I wasn't intimidated. At one of my schools, Withinshaw High, funnily enough, I worked there. And I'd only been a teacher for a month. And they were supply teachers were crying in the staff room, just crying. And I was loving it. And I was teaching geography, which is not my subject. And I remember going outside, ringing my supply agency up and saying, hi, how are you getting on? Yeah, it's good. I'm happy to do it, but not on the deal you're offering me. And I got the best price you could in my first week. And I remember working there. And I met, you know, you sort of see, you get something on someone. And if you can leave them with one thing, for the rest of their life, they'll remember you. And I always love that.
And when you worked with the young people in the secondary school, was there something that you saw in them that sort of lined up with what you saw in yourself when you were coming up?
So I, when I was, I'll laugh, just saying, when I was a lot younger, they got an educational psychologist to come in and see me at school. And I remember she did all these tests, and they were academic, and I was very bright. So all the academic tests, that was great. And then she went, Christian, can I just ask you a question? I went, yeah. She went, do you mess around because you just choose to? And I said, yeah. I just like having fun. And it was nothing to do with anything more than that. It's just that I messed around because that's what, you know, I'd grown up doing things like that. So when I saw a kid just like me, the ones who messed around, they're the ones I could work with the best. I could get some out of them because they weren't used to someone caring about them. You know, and so I started in secondary school and then I went on to do EBD, which is emotional behavioural difficulties, where I met loads of kids like the old me, messing around, scrapping, up to no good. It was like seeing a mirror image of the old me. And what I could see that they didn't know is that I was stood behind them and they saw me as a middle-class teacher. They had no idea of my path before that, but I did. And they had no idea that they could be where I was and I knew they could be because you can make a transition. You know what I mean? The things happen when you're younger. There's a certain point when you become you can change it. And you can't, you're not a victim of the past. You're just someone looking for a good future. And not everyone gets held back by that past. And they're the people. I just think you can help majority of people when they want to be helped.
Yeah. They've definitely got to be ready. So what would you say was one of the biggest challenges that you had when you changed your career from teaching to going on this path to becoming a mindset and performance coach? You know, that switch.
Can I say none? If I could say none, the only thing was, so I haven't been to university to study. I mean, been to university. I'm a qualified teacher. I've got a postgrad. So I've academically been there. But what I do is I've created a package that's entirely simplistic stuff that I've followed in my life that's made it so I can enjoy life and succeed in it. It's nothing complex. It's a mixture of 200 books that I've read. But it's about to simplify everything. Because I always find simplify stuff's the easiest stuff to do. When it gets complicated, it overruns people. They go, oh, I can't do that. When we really make it as simple as they can and make simple, small changes, people can do it. And I found that by simplifying my program, and I had to develop it, and I had to start by working out what was best. And I've got to a stage now where I'm seeing the most results because I follow a more clear path and I know where I'm going to. So, yeah, so when I say none, that was a bit arrogant. I meant none by I really enjoy people and I've always got the best out of them. And I've got the best intention. If I was working with you right now, all I care about is you. Not the people around you. I care about them essentially because they're with you, but I care about you and I'm dead honest. So I don't bullcrap around. I'll tell you straight what I think. I'll go, well, what you said to me, right. I think this. And it's very honest. And sometimes they'll go, yeah, totally right. You know, because they're looking for change. And when I give them that honesty, they think, I'm only telling you to be honest to you because I want you to grow. I could not say this and go patty around it and not do it. It's not going to help you. So I just tell them as it is. And I tell them everything about me. Like, I'm not scared of all my failures, all my misfortunes. I'll let them out because people don't have to live it then. You know, it happens to my kids.
Yeah.
My first kid, Dale, at first he didn't used to listen to me. And then after a bit, he started realizing I told him what was going to happen. And then he started listening. And ever since then, he listens to everything. He never tells me he's listening. 3 months later, he'll go, oh, thanks for that, Dad. You thought that. And I go, why? He didn't even listen. He goes, well, I made that change 3 months ago because of you, but he didn't say how. So it's like, I'm always buying later.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds as though, like, I remember Oprah saying, make your life a class. So you've made your life into, you know, a course, a class in which you others can learn. And can I, lots of shortcuts
can I give you
to go through.
My middle son said to me the other day, this is exactly what you just said. Lucas, who's now 16, so we're right on him at the minute. He's doing GCSEs. I'm on him to be the person that he can be if he works hard on the process. Because you're not born intelligent, really intelligent. You have to work on it. And he said to me the other day, Dad, does everything have to be a lesson? And I went, I'm so glad you said that, Lucas, because clearly it does.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And also, when you said that you didn't really have a lot of challenges when you made the career switch, I think it's because you were walking in your strengths and in your purpose.
I agree.
So that's why it just sort of flowed for you. Sometimes we're in jobs because we think, well, I have to do this job because, well, I've got to stay here, I've got these bills to pay. And I see so many people on that path. And if they just, you know, step back and really start reflecting on what they've already got, what their strengths are, sometimes they're in a job where that's not their strength.
I read,
you know, or passion.
I'm going to look on my phone. I'm not being rude, but I'm going to read this quote that just sums up what you said. I put it on my LinkedIn today. I saw this quote. I've not known this guy. Rooney's called. I was actually on a date yesterday and the girl gave him it. And I just thought this sums up exactly what you just said. I should memorize it, but my memory is terrible. This is it. Let yourself be silently drawn by the strange pull of whatever you really love. It will never lead you astray. What a quote. That's exactly what you, that's beautiful.
That is true.
It is, isn't it?
It's true.
Love it.
It's true. And you just get guided. You don't have to be perfect to get started. You just have to go with what you know and take one step, another step. And things will just, you know, you'll meet people. You might see something on the TV or on the video that'll just guide you. I believe in that. If you're on, you know, your right path.
So I'll tell you what I do. You just said it. So when people, because you're here. I was talking to you about where you want to go. I have no idea where you want to go, but I know you do. But the thing is, you'll say, I don't know. But I know for a process of question, you do know. I've just got to try and get what you know out of you and then create some realistic steps for you to take. You already knew the steps. You already knew what you wanted. But it's really good that someone's encouraged you being on your team and being right for you to push you onto it. So you go, next time we speak, I go, did you do them steps? And they'll go, yeah. And I go, right, we're getting somewhere. Where are you thinking of going next? So it's not that I'm doing anything. It's just that we're working together at me being on your team. And I tell you who I am. I'm the guy that I always wish I had in my life. Like I am as a parent with my sons and my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm the person that I always, you know, like I didn't have that. I dream, you know, like how I've been in the last year, which is probably one of the most challenging years of my life as I became single. I wish I had a me. I wish I had a me because I give everyone now, so I'm
going to guide
what
you.
I would have liked. Because I save all the hassles. I say, listen, this is what I messed up on. This is where I went wrong. This is, and then they don't have to do it because they buy into me and think, well, if it went wrong for him, there's a good chance it will for me. And it's little things like that. It's exciting.
It is. If someone came to you and they feel like, you know, they've been for 10 job interviews and they're not getting any jobs, it's chipping away at the confidence. They feel like giving up. They say, well, I'm 55 now. Nobody's going to hire me. What would you say to them? They're just about to give. Well, I may as well stay in this job until I retire. I would love to do this. You know, I'm very artistic. I'd love to get into painting, commercial art, something like that, something creative. But they're doing, say, like accounting, and they really hate it. But they feel, you know, they've got to stay there because who's going to hire them at 50? That's the way they're thinking in their mind.
Everyone's different, yeah. So someone at 55, the first thing I'd say is always start a little something. Do some voluntary in it. Do something for free. Build up experience. They go, I haven't got any experience. I go, well, go and tell someone you'll do it for them on a Saturday morning for 3 hours. Or say you'll do 2 hours after work. And as soon as you get into the mixture of working people in that field, they know when the jobs are. They know what you need to do.
Yeah.
They get to know you.
Yeah.
You get confident from working with them, being around it, because confidence is something that grows. It's a habit. It's a way of thinking. It's not something that naturally we always have. You know, you're just not always confident. No one is. I'm a very confident person, but not always. So it's just a matter of being pragmatic with yourself and thinking, if you want to be in something, put yourself around it. Start asking people. People love to talk about themselves. Ring someone up and go, oh, you don't mind me ringing, but I'd really love to get into this field. Have you got 10 minutes now to tell me about it? And they would say, yeah, talk about me. Yeah, let's go for it. And that's how it rolls. But you've got to start the energy of it happening. If you sit there and go, I can't do this, I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
First thing I'd say is the 10 interviews, great, you didn't get them because they weren't meant for you. I've never got a job through an interview in my whole life. Whereas my sister's got every job through an interview, but I've always been more successful. Because obviously I'm entrepreneurial, so you don't, we create jobs. You know, like this job, no one interviewed me, but I remember this week is one of the best weeks of since I started. I've created some amazing stuff I'm getting into this week, which is exciting. If someone, like, if you'd have asked someone else before, if I could do it, and I've had people say, well, you'll never make money out of that. I said, I will. And I am. And I'm doing it well, and I'm working towards my goals. But if I'd have listened to them other people telling me I couldn't, I'd have become what they said I was. And I'm not what they said they are. I am who said I'm going to be. And you know, you've got to do that. Believe in yourself. Keep going. And my biggest thing is, and I said this to Lucas, and he's doing his GCSEs. I said, you just need to keep to the process. Even when you're not feeling it, even when you've peed off, even when you're not excited by it, stick to the process with them times. When you're back, all the work in the process that you did will come into tuition. You just keep going. When you're not feeling it, keep going. Keep to the process. We don't always feel it every day, but we have to keep to the process to get it. No one feels it every day. And if you think you do, then whoever's told you, that's a liar. And they're hiding who they really are. Just remember that. Because it's easy to look at those who are winning and think, oh, they're doing really well. Yeah, they're winging it.
Yeah.
They're winging it. And sometimes they feel like crap. They just don't tell you. You want to see the good things. Me included.
Yeah, it's not an easy journey, but it's worth it. It's so worth it. I've just started reading a book. It's called The Four Agreements. And one of the agreements is about not, have you read it?
Brilliant.
Okay, I think one of them is something like not taking on board things that people say about you, because that's not your story. That's their story. Mm. It was just brilliant. I've just started. I'm thinking,
do you know what's the same as that I saw and I loved, right? So who you think you are? The only person who thinks that is you, because everyone around you has a different interpretation of you. And it's not true. It's the bits that they've seen of you. You know, like I might see someone just sees my successes, or I might see someone. I saw this woman, here's a good one, in the hairdressing world, because I'm not in the hairdressing world, but I've owned a hairdresser for a long time. And I've had some success.
Yeah.
This woman said, she said, you always land on your feet, you do. And I thought, I didn't say anything to her, but I thought, that's only because you only see my successes and you don't see my falls. And there's more falls than there is successes. It's just that every time I fall, failure's feedback to me. What can I learn? Where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? How can I say it different? What can I get from it? Or it could be that, you know what, that wasn't meant for me. Like the person with the 10 jobs, they might not be right for them 10. Doesn't mean that the next five, that might have one that they're in. you know what I mean? I think that, yeah, who I am is only independent to me. Because I meet lots of people and they'll say, this is quite ironic, and it happens to my son as well. They'll go, they'll start talking to me, and then they'll go, actually, you're all right, you are. And I'll go, oh, yeah. Why'd you say that? Because they'd had a misconception that I wasn't. Because they saw me as my statue of my successes and think he's a certain person, I'm pitching all of him. They have no idea who I am. And when they meet me, it's a shock. You know what I mean? It happens, I know that happens to you. It happens to everyone. It's a pity. It's pretty normal. Because it's human beings as human beings.
I think for yourself, you became an entrepreneur very young. Like myself, I was 26 when I started my first business, retail clothing. And you learn so many lessons and you just get a confidence within yourself really young. And when you've had that experience in your own business very young, even though you may go and work for other companies, it just doesn't work anymore. Once you've worked for yourself, it's very, because you're quite creative and it's hard to be in that box. And you have a lot of confidence on how things can work, like you were saying. People say, oh, that's not going to work, you can't make money out of that. But you know, you understand how. It's just like some sort of like a process that happens when you've got that entrepreneur.
You know, you just made me think of something when you said that then. So, yeah, when I started, all guns blazing, when I specialised in recruitment, my first job, normally I'd go in and work with someone for 3 months, teach them the stuff that I do, and then I'd go away and come back every so often. With one business, I was there for 6 months, and at 6 months, they let me go. They let me go because I'd got a bit complacent. Because I was so busy with all these businesses, I lost a bit of complacency about what my job was. I went away, and at first, I was like, my ego was like, you know, because everyone's got an ego. But then I started thinking, what can I learn? Because you're right, I did get a bit complacent. So then I started thinking, okay, I can't have this happen again. Why did I go complacent? What can I do? So I looked at what everyone else said about me and I thought, right, I can't have this again. 1 month ago, that business contacted me and got me back. And it was like, that for me says what I'm doing is right, one, and it's a big success. And I'll give you another non-success in that business, which I'm really challenged by at the minute. I'm working with 10 people. There's another 3 that aren't coming to my workshop, so I won't do the coaching. One of them, I understand why, because I put it to her. I said, why are you coming in rough like this and expecting to work? She didn't like it. Some people, I stick it to them. I'm honest. She didn't like it, but she's been dead respectful to me. The other two, I don't know. My ego's like, I want them there because this is the business my son owns a small share of, and it means something more than just work. And just now I'm thinking, how am I going to win them back? And I'm thinking it, and I've going to do it, but I'm not doing it. I'm not going to say I want them to do the coaching. I just want them to be in the workshops because I only facilitate. So I facilitate in the work. It's the rest of the team that stick together. So I'm going to aim at that. So you could see that as a negative that 3 people don't want me. But then I think, what can I learn from it? How can I grow? How can I be better? And that's the difference.
I think that's a way of thinking about your career. You know, a job may not work out, an interview may not work out, and you can, that's why I always recommend to clients that they get feedback when they go to an interview. Very often, you know, they did a really fantastic performance, but it's just that they had an internal candidate that just had that little bit of special on his knowledge. And it's just getting back on and you keep going, knocking on those doors.
Keep going.
So important. Yeah, and I believe in affirmations.
Same.
And, you know, meditation, just to keep myself, because there's just so much going on right now, especially, you know, in the news and all that. I don't watch a lot of news because it's just so distracting.
Zero.
I just on, then off. You know, I just focus on things that are going to help me grow, you know. What's the one thing, you know, with working with clients you find that holds them back? Really holds them back from going to the next.
I thought about another great quote that matched in what we were saying. I'm going to answer that question next. That success is going from failure to failure, remaining the same enthusiasm of when you started. And I thought that sums it up really, because you're going to fail constant, right?
Yeah.
It depends how you look at it.
Yes.
So sorry, I had that in. I'm quoted up today, but go on. So your question is like, difficulties with people, when they expect to get results without putting any work in. Simple as that.
Right.
So if you show up and you say, yep, I'm going to do that, and you go away, and it's like, I only have said small things. It could be start drinking a pint of water in the morning. Because then your brain's sharper. Could be walk to work. Every single person has different things like what they need and what will help them in their journey. So I work with them, and if you don't do it, there's no point. There's no point in them showing up. You know what I mean? You can say all the words in the world, but if they're not, you know, as a coach, I can't do nothing to make someone better. I can help and guide them and work with them, encourage them, and, you know, I can't motivate them. I can be motivating in the call, but I'm not going to see them for 2 more weeks. They might get, I just sent someone a message now, funnily enough, about one of my things. That, so they might get that, but you've got to put it in and you've got to keep to it. You've got to say to yourself, I want the change. How can I change? You know, I want to be changed. You know, like, because what I basically do is I bridge the gap between who you are now and who you want to be. So you tell me who you want to be, and there's a gap. I want to bridge that. And I know you can't do it in one movement, but you can do it in three months, which I normally work with someone on. Habits can be formed in the way you think and ones that will help you out in your life. And if you stick to them, you will definitely succeed. Definite. Because you'll feel it. Yes,
I agree.
I made that. I did that. I made that action. I'm moving forward. You believe in yourself. You gain confidence. You grow. I often say, don't do it for anyone else. Do it for you because you will feel from it. You know, it's one. I run up the castle every day. I go to the gym. I don't even like the gym. But you know what? I go there because I want the body, you know, and all that. But it's the discipline that I set. Yeah, but it is that. And it's the discipline I say, I'm going to do that. And whenever I do it, I prove a point to me. No one else, I prove a point to me. And that point, that's the only point you should ever really prove to. You know, and if you've got kids, you're proving it to them through what they're watching you and whatnot. But the biggest point is to you. Prove it to me that I can do what I said I'm going to do. And that's really important. And if I say I'm going to do something, I will do it no matter what. No matter. If I said it, you can put your house on it. I'll have done it.
That's important. Like what you said about, you know, clients being ready. You know, I remember working with a client and she was determined she wanted to get this promotion. And she put in so much work. She had the interview coming up the following week and she, any sort of worksheets or additional information I gave her, she worked on it. She was just so determined. I've never seen someone so determined. And it was just so awesome when I got the email, I got the job. It was just, she really put the work in. I've never seen anybody.
That's why.
You know, constantly.
That's why.
It takes a lot.
And if she,
it's ups and downs.
Yeah, I was going to say, she might have put the work in and not got it. But you know what? It'll lead to her that she can, she proved a point to herself. And then she might think, oh, I didn't get that one. What's my next thing? Oh, I didn't get that. And I always think first, like, I look back at every job I didn't get as being clinical to what I did get. Do you know what I mean? And look at my son. Yeah. So my son, my eldest son, I remember he went for a job. He went for a job when he was 16, 17. He didn't get it. I remember him being really good. And I was glad he didn't get it because he wasn't meant for that job. He was meant for the job he did get. And if he would have got that one, he wouldn't get it. He wouldn't be going to America 2 weeks to live. He wouldn't be earning 6 figures. He wouldn't be doing what he's doing. And he wouldn't be the person he was because that wasn't right for him. But you didn't know it when you went for it. It's almost like the universe knew and it'll deliver if you let it. If you let it happen, it'll fall. Yeah. It'll always look out for you.
I totally agree with that. I know there were jobs that I really, really wanted years ago. There's one job in particular. I wanted to work for this international company. I'm glad I didn't get the job because about like 18 months after, that company went out of business. The staff turned up at work, the padlocks, you know. So I'm sort of glad I didn't get that job. I totally believe in you're meant to get certain positions. Or it might be that I remember another job I really wanted. But then later on, I found out it was a very nice environment in that office. There was a lot of bickering and so on. So it always works out in the end. I believe that you can't force things. Yeah. To happen, you've got to flow with it and accept it and just move on to the next challenge.
It's a bit like my dating. Are you talking about my dating?
Like interviewing. What tips would you give anyone who, you know, they want to make change, not necessarily for career, they want to make a change in their life? What's the one thing, the one small step that they could take?
That's an interesting one, that, because everyone's an individual, aren't they? So individually, we're all at different things, because we're all good at certain things and not so good at others. But all I could say is one thing is, whatever you set out, you do. So if you say, I want to make a change, and you're right, and it could be anything. It could be you read every day. It could be you looking for mentors. It could be you want to be around a certain environment. Whatever it is, do it, no matter what. And don't listen to your bullcrap excuses that you create in your mind. Because you'll make a lot of excuses that aren't true and you might follow them through, but they're just excuses. And what you have to do is, in order to get change, you have to make a change. I know that's mad, but the only reason you get change is by making a small change. So you start on a small change. It might be you want to, you know, like, so you are connecting a lot to do with getting jobs, but I connect with the person. Because if I were the person, like, I've got one actually, he wants a new job. He's coming to me and I said, I can't get you the job, but I can make you work at your best and that'll make you be able to do anything that you want to do. I can't look at your individual job, but I can get you at your best. And you'll feel at your best.
Yeah.
And you'll earn your own respect. Because when you start doing things and completing them, it's like, yeah, they're completed. Completed. Because if you've been a kind of person who drops things, you have to say, this month I mean it. I need to look at the behaviour of how I'm going to do it and be realistic. Not set on, like, I don't ever, someone will say to me, I'll go, say that, I've said to them, I want you to go, they already do a bit of exercise, I want you to go to gym. And they'll go, right, I'm going to go 3 times a week. And I'm going to go, listen, you've never been 3 times a week before. Why don't we just start with one? Just one. Because 3 is a lot. I can fail. Just one. You can do one. And it might be you say, I'm going to go 2 times a month. Do a realistic goal, and when you hit it, you'll feel better about it. You might do 3 in the end in 6 months, but you know, there's no, it's like the yo-yo dieters. They make them like unrealistic expectations and then they fail on it.
Yeah.
And you know, and that doesn't work. So we don't do any of that, like, do small realistic changes that you can make, because then you actually get to where you want to be. 1% a day is 100% every 100 days. That's 3 times a year.
Yeah, you're making
3 of all, you know, you can do it if you set realistic stuff around your life as well. You've got to set things around your life that work. You can't do something that's totally not in your life. It's got to be something in it. So if it's about going to the gym, when are you going to go? How is it going to work in your current life pattern? How are you going to know you're going to, I'm going to start getting up at 5. You ever got up at 5 before? No. Good chance you're not going to do it then. You know, if you've always got up at 5, you used to get up at 5 in 10 years. Okay, we can do 5. There's no chance I'm getting up at 5. No chance. So I know myself. I like gym 9. Do you know what I mean? That's when I like to go. And I've moved on to that. It used to be, I didn't do it in the morning, but now 9's best for me. Because I get lazy in the afternoon. And I know I've done my walk and run and that, and I feel good. And when I feel good, everything else happens.
I agree. Trying to force yourself. I did that, trying to force myself to get up at 5. I'm not a morning person. I have to force myself. But I, you know, I've got more reasonable time now when I do work out. And if I do miss a day, that's fine, because I know I want to do at least 3 to 4 times a week. Everything's not going to go perfect. You're going to have days that are, but you know what your goal is. You know your destination. And it's the journey, really, you know, ups and downs. But you know.
But you're alive. No doubt about this is what you, one thing you've got to remember is you're alive, and it's very, you're a long time dead, and you get to a certain age where you can't do certain things. So you've just got to, like, I look back at my last year and I think, come on, I'm short. Don't, and I think, going forward now, I'm like, you know, like, everything's in my reach as long as I want to touch it. I'll go out and get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, do whatever it is to get you back in the right place, right zone. Because you're not always in it, but do something that gets you there. Ring a mate. See someone. Wash up. Do something. Do something with the dog. Go on a bike ride. You know, whatever it may be, just do it. And you will get there if you keep going. I keep going.
So, just a bit about your work. Do you tend to work with your clients face-to-face, or is it online
as well? I prefer face-to-face, but I do a lot online. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, I do all over the world now. So I've started doing businesses online now. So I do an awesome mindset workshop, because everyone says, you need the right mindset for that. But no one knows what mindset really is. And I just basically have a short workshop that really tells you what it is. And it just, you know, it's much simpler than what you think it is. Do you know what I mean? And once you start exploring, you know, I can do that. Yeah, you can. And that's the difference. So I like being with people in person. But I've never met you in person. We've still had the same kind of things in the call we had down today. So you can get, people say you can't get, but, you know, we can see each other. So you still get it. Person's great, but sometimes I can't get to bloody down south or Australia. So,
yeah. Brilliant, yeah. So where can people find you if people want to get in touch with you? Where can they find you on your social media?
Yeah, so on every website. I'm doing my website now because before I did my website, I didn't know exactly what it is I did. And as I was forming it, I know what it is now, and I'm happy with what that is. So I'm getting one done, and it's really cool. I had someone around taking shots in my house. I was like, that was weird. That was very weird. But yeah, my name's Christian Hoyle. I'm on LinkedIn. A lot of my business-related work comes from LinkedIn, but I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. I'm on them all, basically. If you put Christian Hoyle in, you'll find me.
Right.
I'm actually on YouTube. I've got a YouTube channel that's not my work, but it's a bit of, yeah, it is my work, but I found no one was watching the mindset, so I started doing other stuff. But I've not been working on that recently, but I will be going back on it. But I have so many things going on that I can't do them all.
Right. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'll put your social media handles in the show notes for the podcast.
Perfect.
And do you have like a quote?
A winner is just a loser that never gave in, but they do it. Do you know what I mean? And it's kind of keep going. Keep going no matter what. Just keep going. Keep to a process. I have a little plan and just keep going. And at the end of it, think, oh, I did it. And you'll feel like, you'll build, as a coach to yourself, you'll think, well done, come on. You were up against it there and you still did it. And then, if I could give you a follow-on quote, would be, 90% of everything is just showing up. If you ever don't want to do it, just show up. Once you're there, you'll find the
10%.
It's just showing up. You don't want to do the meeting, go to the meeting. You've shown up, bang, you've done it. Whatever it is, just show up. You don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to go to the gym a lot. I show up. Once I'm there, I do it because I've got a plan. Do I want to? No. Do I feel good at the end? Sometimes, not always, but I've done it. Do you know what I mean? I've kept to it and discipline.
Yeah.
That gives you strength. If you want to know about strength and how you want to succeed, it's discipline. Discipline is everything. Discipline. If you don't have any discipline, you'll never get the changes that you want. Because discipline keeps you grinding through the crap, through the stuff when it's not going well. Discipline keeps you showing up. And when you show up, you'll get it done. And remember, life's bloody exciting. So get out there and make it exciting. Get involved in things. Do it. Don't listen to what other people think you are.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do, not what they tell you are, because they'll never. If you live your life to what someone else thinks, you'll get to the end of it and regret it. Live it to what you think. Don't care about what they think because they're too busy thinking about their life. Go on and do it yourself.
That is awesome advice for anybody thinking about changing their career. They're in a job that they don't like. That's awesome advice. Really is. Anyway, we've come to the end of our interview. It's just been amazing. Loads of gold nuggets there, loads. Thank you so much, Christian. I really appreciate you coming on today, our 50th episode. Thank you so much.
I feel chuffed really, about really the 50th, you know. I feel like it's a special accomplishment. But thanks so much for having me on. I loved having our pre-chat. Yeah. We got there in the end and I really enjoyed it. Maybe I'll be back then again in the future anyway.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
I'd love that. Really would. Okay, well, thank you so much again. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking, don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitions.com. personalgrowth.co.uk.